It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
'Cause I'll be yours, and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends, holding fast.
It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. This morning, we're in a car, I believe, with our friends from Baxter. We've got Don Espy and her son, Oliver, joining us. Good morning.
Wow.
Good morning, you guys. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. No problem. Glad to be here.
Oliver? Exciting. Oliver, are you as excited as your mom?
I don't think so.
Every Friday morning on the way to school, we hear you guys do this, and I always say, should we call? Should we call?
Nice.
And
that's great.
About it, but I think it's awesome.
Well, so you're on your way to school, so that means you've had your breakfast, both of you. Is that true?
Oliver has. I'm not much of a breakfast person. I just do a typical cup of coffee with some cream in the morning. But Oliver is a breakfast guy.
What do you have? Oliver, what'd you have today?
I had an English muffin with peanut butter.
Did you put butter on before the peanut butter?
Yes.
Nice job. How
about
a beverage?
That makes it extra creamy.
Oof. And what kind of coffee did you have?
Well, I was actually fortunate enough to get some Puerto Rican coffee from a friend last week. And so I'm trying that this morning. It's from Cafe Oro in Puerto Rico. And they grow their own beans and roast them right there and then package them right there. So it's a very special treat for me this morning.
And what, did you share the coffee with Oliver? Did he have some coffee this morning?
I don't like coffee.
Or what did you have? Did you drink anything?
I had orange juice.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's certainly much better than what your mom had. You're setting a good example.
Probably true. I started drinking coffee at a very young age, and I hope he doesn't pick up the habit.
probably started with calico tea, and then the rest is history.
Yeah.
So, Oliver, yeah. You're headed to school. What's going on today at school? Do you know?
I don't really know.
Yeah,
who knows? I mean, what the heck? What grade you in? Oh, that's a good grade. You got a girlfriend yet?
Hey.
You got a girlfriend yet?
John, I thought you wanted Oliver to talk. That is not the way to talk.
What? Heidi, you're interrupting this conversation. What did he say?
All he has is a big grin on his face, so I'm not sure.
That's all he needs to say then. Good job.
Yeah, fifth grade at Pillager School. He's been there for a couple years now. I think they have a Frisbee tournament today, though. So,
oh,
my God.
That sounds pretty exciting.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I don't know what it means, but it sounds fantastic. Oliver, what is a Frisbee tournament? Is it like bombardment, or do you play golf, or what?
It's kind of like Frisbee golf. You have a partner, and you throw the Frisbee and try to get it to the basket on the other side, where your partner can bat it in to the basket.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Oh. Mom, where are you going today? What are you up to?
Well, I have been working mainly from home since the pandemic started. I work for a regional development commission in the area. And so after I drop him off from school, I go home and I sit on Zoom meetings all day.
Oh, boy. And how is the fatigue from Zoom treating you?
I am so done with Zoom. I want to get back face-to-face with people. A lot of the work that I do involves community development and hearing voices, you know, from folks in the region, and it's very difficult to do via Zoom. It's very hard to build trusting relationships when you're just looking at each other on a camera. So I'm ready to be done.
So are you, I don't do many Zooms because I can only take them for about 45 minutes. Are you, you hear all these things about Zoom. Do you look at yourself a lot? Do you bounce around? What goes on?
You know, I actually turn my camera off now. at the beginning, I used to keep my camera on, but I just don't want to see myself talking anymore. It's a it's a weird thing to do, and it makes you a little more self-conscious, I think, than you'd normally be, and so I hide my view now.
That's a smart thing to do, because you're right. I don't think of myself as being vain, but I have never, like, fixed my hair more while I'm on camera in this last year on Zoom. You know, you're just looking at it too much. It's very, very strange. We're talking to Dawn Espy and her son Oliver. They're on the way to Oliver's Frisbee tournament that's happening at his school today. Dawn, what are you excited about in terms of development in the region? What's kind of around the corner?
Well, I think I think we're going to feel a lot of relief and excitement as the vaccine becomes more widespread in our region, that we'll be able to get back out and do the things that we like to do. I think what's fortunate about us in central Minnesota here is that we do have a lot of opportunity to get out onto the lake and to go to beaches and to do outdoor activities. So I'm looking forward to that warmer weather and just kind of feeling that community action start to wake up a little bit more and to see people out and about. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Spring couldn't come sooner for me this year.
So Oliver, this is What's for Breakfast. It's the food about membership and it's about food. Now I know you're going to school and you have to eat. Do you pack your own lunch or do you eat cafeteria food?
I used to eat it, but it was terrible.
That's what I was getting at. So what are you carrying your sandwich in today? A paper bag or do you got a lunch bucket?
Backpack. I have a lunch box.
What's on it?
And how do you know that it's a sandwich, John? You don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Just feeling confident today.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Oliver. What's on your
what's
lunch, lunch bucket is what you asked, right?
Yeah. What's on it and what's in it?
I got it from a Twins membership basket.
Nice.
The Minnesota Twins logo is on the front, yeah.
Beautiful. And what's inside?
I think it's Beanie Weenies.
It's what?
What was that?
Beanie Weenies. Beanie Weenies.
Beanie. Okay,
oh, boy.
And chocolate hot dogs.
Oh. Right? Wow, Beanie Weenies, I like it.
And are they just like in a little clear see-through bag and he has a toothpick or what?
No, I found this really great thermos that keeps food hot until lunchtime, so I just make sure that it's super hot before I pour it in there in the morning, and he gets a hot lunch still.
Wow, all right.
And does he get a dessert like a Little Debbie or anything in there, or is it strictly health food?
Like Beanie Weenies?
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes I'll throw a sweet treat in there, but usually it'll be fruit or something like that that is his dessert. He gets enough sweets at home.
So why do you guys listen to KAXE, KBXE?
Well, when I used to live in Brainerd in the early 2000s, and that's when I discovered KAXE, and I absolutely loved it. I loved the variety. There was just so much to learn from on the station, and just I like to listen to a variety of music, which this station also does offer. And so when I moved back to the region back in 2013, I picked right back up on KAXE, and in fact, I renewed my membership and everything and got right back on board because I just find this to be such a valuable service for our region, and it really is my favorite radio station in Minnesota.
Wow.
Fantastic. Well, for being a member, Oliver, we'll hit Oliver with this one because the poor guy doesn't get any treats in his bucket. Oliver, Homestead Mills is our sponsor. and you either get country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your house in a cream colored linen bag. What do you want?
Wild rice pancakes. Yeah. They don't like cereal.
Oh, wow. Good job. Good choice. The food's in the mail. Thanks for being members, and it was a blast talking to you this morning.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Go get them in Frisbee Tournament.
Over. Yeah.
Thanks, you guys.
Strutting back in style. Yes, we'll be friends. Oh, won't you walk a mile with me, brother?